When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I can't stand this Mahomes argument because it is offensive to the great Tom Brady.
No, it Curtis, is. But
Curtis doesn't like it.
But it's real life, Greg.
I mean, I introduced it. I'm fine with it.
The argument now, at least from one texter, is that if they go undefeated and Mahomes three-peats, he is already the GOAT because Tom Brady never did that.
Yeah.
So
I also bet that when you step outside of New England, the conversation is probably very rampant. Like, I'm sure that just because we live here, we think that, oh, when is the conversation going to be legit? I'm sure it's pretty legit in other places of, is Patrick Mahomes the GOAT?
Right.
I mean, for me, if you're going to do an actual, like, statistical or honest assessment of it, Mahomes being 0-2 when Brady was in his 40s is kind of checkmate, especially they played in a Super Bowl. They played in an AFC championship. Mahomes lost both. He was in his prime. Brady was at the end of his career. However, he is 29, and he is at or exceeding where Brady was at this point.
Right.
So there is the potential. I mean, he's more talented than Tom Brady. That's a fact.
Physically.
Yes.
Not mentally.
Of course. And the way what Brady's brilliance was how he treated his body and how he allowed him, that gave him the longer runway. But you can't I mean, when Mahomes has the ball and they're down a touchdown with 5 seconds or 50 seconds, you're lying to yourself if you don't think he's going to win that game. That's the same thing Brady had.
Yeah, they both have that it factor.
And they both don't care about being the highest paid. They both want to win. Like, I love that about Mahomes.
See, that's the difference where I think that I give Mahomes the edge because they don't care about being the highest paid. At least it doesn't seem like Mahomes, to a certain extent, cares about that.
You don't think he's going to redo this deal?
I think he'll redo it. No. I think he's going to.
Of course he is.
He could hold out for $1 billion.
Right.
Somebody would pay him.
But I think he's going to redo it. But the difference is I think the organizations are different. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They feel like they need help around Mahomes. They'll go out and get DeAndre Hopkins. Like, I think that's the edge that he had that Brady didn't necessarily have. If they feel like they need a wide receiver, you don't think they'll be in the market for, you know, a guy like DK Metcalf if he wants out, you know, whoever those disgruntled receivers are. And if,
well, I mean, Bill went and got Randy Moss.
Right, but Randy, remember,
that was a nobody. That was a fourth round pick for Randy Moss.
Right. Bill went and got your guy, Antonio Brown.
There was another one
for a game, right?
Right.
Remember when people were so excited about that?
I was so thrilled.
I was at a BC football game when the news was announced. So I'll never forget it.
But you think of like guys like Steph Diggs.
Right after he had frozen his foot off. That was quite the time.
Like
in France.
Yeah, in France.
Think about a wide receiver like Steph Diggs. The guys that we look at that are like, you know, or even like a Tyreek Hill that are like at the peak of their game or like really good and they want out and they get traded. I think Kansas City will be like, all right, we got no issues with putting that around Mahomes and everybody's going to want to play with Mahomes.
You think he's going to play for 10 more years, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, 10 is the minimum.
He's not going to be able to. I mean, his style of play is different than Tom Brady's.
Oh, that I agree with, but he can't touch the quarterback.
It's similar to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers can't play.
Yeah.
Like, one popped Achilles, and Mahomes is screwed.
Yeah, but that's anything, though. I mean,
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, the way he plays, Greg's right. It'll be much more difficult to hit for him to play as long as Tom Brady did.
Why? When every quarterback, Drew Brees played 20 years. Aaron Rodgers is playing damn near 20 years.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers isn't good. Like, that's the point.
Right. Look at him at 40. He looks like he's 200.
That's our point.
They also weren't scramble RPO quarterbacks.
Like, yeah, Brees and Brady sat in the pocket.
Yeah, it's unlikely that he lasts that long. I just, odds are.
I get what you're saying, Greg.
If you had to bet right now, Wiggs, does Mahomes get 7?
Does he get? Oof. I would say probably no. It's going to be tough. But I think he can get to 5.
Right. And then you get the LeBron Jordan stuff.
Yeah. See, that's where I don't think he needs 7 for the conversation to be, especially if he three-peats.
No, and Courtney's right. Outside of New England, this conversation is already ongoing. Right. Which is so wild because I remember vividly, obviously, the day after Brady won his 7th, and every single pundit nationally was like, conversation over forever. Tom Brady is the GOAT. And then Mahomes won his 3rd. It's like, Mahomes better than Brady.
And I wouldn't even compare it to the LeBron thing because I don't think they're like national people that put LeBron above Jordan. I think
there's
like,
still that. There's a conversation.
But
it's generational.
Not like that, though. I think
you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
I think it's Jordan hands down.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Jordan hands down where I think the majority of people feel that way. Where with Mahomes and Brady, I think that would be more 50-50. If you were to take the poll, it's probably, and I'm talking not like generation young kids, but national basketball people would say it's 80-20.
To me in the NFL, Jordan. How you do it doesn't matter. It's just winning the trophy. Yeah. It's the 7 Super Bowls that Tom Brady won that does it for me. If you equal that, then maybe you're equal. Other than that, forget about it.
Like, what do you think the national poll would be today, Wiggs?
Of who?
Brady, Mahomes.
I would probably say 60-40.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say 80-20.
Yeah. I'd probably say, you know, maybe 70-30, but if Mahomes wins, it gets closer and closer. That's why I think Mahomes doesn't have to surpass or even get to 7.
Right.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Because that conversation will be different. Where if you ask that, if the national conversation right now is Jordan 80, 20 LeBron.
Yeah. And I would also say, and not to keep, I don't know why I'm helping Mahomes out. It's just the truth. Mahomes' beginning has been like Brady's ending in that it has been the offense. Even though the defense is great and Spagnuolo's a great coordinator, Brady's first 3 were more of a team championship than Brady's final 4.
Right.
That's true. I mean, but then again, the Chiefs can lose somebody like Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And still continue to win.
Right.
Like
that's favor Mahomes.
Right. But I would compare this season to Brady's 06 season. Like the Chiefs, although they added Hopkins, so maybe it's not quite as apple to apple.
Yeah, but last year's Chiefs Super Bowl was primarily defense, right? Like you would. Like
yeah,
his first 2 were clearly
but not
offense.
The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, Mahomes was down 10. You know, they had to come back and win that game.
And the Chiefs Super Bowls are on the arm or the back of Mahomes, where Curtis is right. The first 3 were more about the team. The defense, Brady was good.
As Dubs in the Twitch chat is pointing out, what Curtis is saying is that Brady winning his first 3 was really more Bill Belichick.
That's correct. Yeah, those were more Bill than the last 4, absolutely.
And see, that's what Mahomes doesn't have to
I mean, I just
about.
Would love for Bill to create another Tom since he created him, but he failed in that effort, unfortunately.
And see, that's what Mahomes doesn't have to battle with because no one...
Andy Reid is
unbelievable. He's a great coach, but no one... Andy Reid's an offensive guy, so no one's ever going to go with... Bill was a defensive guy, so when the defense played great, it was like, oh,
well, that's... I disagree, because if Mahomes goes on post-Andy Reid to never win again... The whole conversation is going to be like, oh, Andy Reid made Mahomes.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
And Wiggs, you have to agree that Belichick was not an offensive coach.
That's true.
Whereas Reid is the one calling the plays. He's one of the most brilliant offensive minds.
Isn't there really four that you could argue when it comes to Brady? Like, wouldn't you give that Rams Super Bowl?
Not after beating the Chiefs, like
going into overtime.
Yeah. Well, but that's you're talking about getting there. You're not talking about Super Bowl.
Well, you don't get to the Super Bowl if you don't come back and win that game in overtime.
Just asking.
It is. I mean, getting the ball in overtime, knowing you need a touchdown, three straight third and tens, bing, 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 into the end zone. That was legendary.
Well, I guess maybe my point is, Greg, is that I don't think Mahomes is going to need seven to have people say that he's the GOAT. I think if he gets five, I think people, and if he three-peats, he might not even need five.
Wow, that's ridiculous. This is Jim from Weymouth. Hello, Jim.
Did I miss when Mahomes leapfrogged Montana? Because I don't think he has. Forget about Brady. He hasn't even passed up Montana yet.
He's blown Montana out of the water.
No way. No way. I don't know. Sean, you're showing your age, kid.
I mean, okay, fine. But so if that's the case, and this is the argument I make every time. If that's the case, if Montana's so great, then why isn't Terry Bradshaw put in that conversation? He won four.
He should be. I think,
but that's my point. Like,
it's because of how bad he was in failure to launch.
It's a case by case basis.
No, I think it's because of the difference in the league at that time. Like, you were able to guys played for one team.
Right. And the Steelers, sorry, Derek, were all pounding out through steroids.
Joe Green. Montana left San Francisco and did nothing in Kansas City. And Steve Young, first season as a starter,
Sean, you
won
can't
the MVP.
Compare it because there wasn't free agency, so it was easier to create a dynasty.
But that's my point. Is it's like I'm saying that team was so good, it was so stacked that like Montana is overrated because like I said, Steve Young comes in, who is a very mediocre quarterback getting drafted in Tampa Bay, and then came in and with that when he was at Tampa Bay, he was like 2-12 the first season he started in the NFL, and then by the time he was with the 49ers, the first full year he starts that team, he goes like 14-2 and wins an MVP and the Super Bowl or something like that. Like it's insane. That team was stacked.
Comparing the different decades, I think is difficult. I mean, the Steelers' defense was
ridiculous,
and that's what that's how you won football games then.
And the statistics,
and Montana and Young were thrown to the greatest receiver to have ever graced a football field.
See, that's the hottest part, Greg, is that not only do you have the Super Bowls, but the difference between Montana and Terry Bradshaw are the statistics. And so people say, well, Montana threw for 40,000 yards, where Bradshaw, that era of football, they didn't do it. So people are instantly going to give Bradshaw the edge. The same way with Brady. Brady threw, what, 80,000 yards? Something ridiculous. How many yards is Brady? Almost
89,000.
Almost 90,000 yards. And so now when the conversation gets there of Mahomes and Brady, it is going to be Super Bowls, but then it's going to be like, where was Mahomes when it came to the actual numbers, touchdowns, yardage, those type of things? Because that's what they factor in today's game.
So I just did a poll. I know it's going to be biased because it's ours, but I just tweeted from the Greg Hill Show, when all is said and done, who will be the greatest quarterback of all time? Brady Mahomes. We'll see how it does. But nationally, obviously, Wiggy's right. It would be much closer.
I cannot believe these people. Montana was overrated.
He never threw an interception in four Super Bowls.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, Montana, I agree. I was a Marino guy. Montana was surrounded by Hall of Fame players, not
Thank
just
you,
good players. Surrounded. And most of his playoff wins were like 13-10 against Bill Parcells' teams. And, you know, he was a think-and-dunk quarterback. He did great at the end of his career when he moved over to KC, but he's totally overrated.
Yeah, legendary game manager, basically.
Greg, you can be really clutch without being the greatest of all time. Like, clutch is a legitimate thing.
See, that's the part that helps Brady. Is Brady, other than the Randy Moss year, never played with that elite number one, like Montana played with Jerry Rice.
I mean, what separates
Excuse
Brady?
Excuse me, what? Rob Gronkowski? Like,
but
here's the best.
You're right about that.
Greg, you ready for the best Gronk stat? Are you ready for the best Gronk stat?
What are you talking about?
But Wiggy, we have to have this. Tom Brady was down 28-3 with 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter of a Super Bowl. He came back without Gronk. He was throwing to Chris Hogan, who sells insurance. He was throwing to Edelman, who was a quarterback at Kent State.
Danny Amendola.
All right, I forgot about Gronk. How many Super Bowls do they have together with Gronk?
Four.
Was Gronk out there?
Well, 14, 18 in Tampa where he played.
Okay. All right, I forgot. No. But I would say Gronk wasn't. Well, he was still Gronk. Yeah, great. Good point.
All right.
What about Gronk?
The argument is ongoing,
yes,
as most of them tend to be.
And we are so parochial. The poll is up. We have 20 votes, 20 for 20 so far. For
free. Of course. I understand that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.